In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in', baby.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and travel back with us to the 1960s. We have a great show in store for you today.
We do. And April showers bring May flowers. And I already see them poking their little heads up out of the dirt. They were poking the last week or two out of the snow. Then I'll be able to put a flower in my hair.
Oh, just hush.
Fine.
Which brings me to my first song.
Oh, a quinky dink? I think not.
It was recorded by the English rock band Deep Purple. They are considered to be among the pioneers of heavy metal and modern hard rock. This song peaked at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1968. Deep Purple is also listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the globe's loudest band.
Oh, and do I have to close my ears?
Sure. So listen to Hush.
Thank you.
In 1965, the Palm Sunday tornado outbreak occurred on April 13th. 47 confirmed tornadoes hit in six Midwestern states, killing 256 people and injuring some 1,500 more.
Well, I'm so glad it's quiet out here today. There's a kind of hush, don't you think?
I think so.
Which brings me to my first song of the day.
Really?
Yes.
I think this bit's got a little bit cheesy.
Cheesy's my middle name. You know that.
I thought it was Anne.
Now on to Herman's Hermits, who released my next song in the U.S. in February 1967 to reach the top 30 of the Billboard Hot 100 in 3 weeks and proceed to a peak of number 4, affording the group their final U.S. top 10 hit with gold certification from U.S. sales of 1 million units awarded that April. There's a kind of hush.
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean, just the two of us. Sight. There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good, just holding you tight. So listen.
In 1965, the popular daytime soap opera Days of Our Lives debuted on NBC during the month of November. Known for its complicated and shocking plot lines, the drama chronicled the fictional trials and tribulations of modern American families.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Dun dun dun.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Stronger than dirt. Ajax laundry detergent is stronger than dirt.
Who says Ajax is stronger than dirt? The National Cotton Council wanted to know. So Ajax was tested. Result? No other leading detergent got clothes cleaner, whiter than Ajax with Ultramarine Plus. Now the National Cotton Council agrees.
New Ajax laundry detergent is stronger than dirt.
Do you notice how we tied Ajax commercial with a soap opera?
Tied? Isn't that a different soap
no.
commercial?
No.
Ah.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1963. Jack Ruby was a Dallas, Texas nightclub owner. He fatally shot Lee Harvey Oswald on November 24th while Oswald was in police custody after being charged with assassinating President John F. Kennedy. Listen to the 1963 news footage.
Madness and hate erupt anew in Dallas as President Kennedy's accused assassin is shot down himself during a jail transfer, as he is taken to the city jail basement where an armored car is to move him to a maximum security cell. Oswald walks his last mile. His assailant moves in from the right.
There is Lee Oswald. He's been shot. He's been shot. Lee Oswald has been shot.
The dying Oswald is rushed to the same hospital where President Kennedy died. Doctors work to save his life. But 48 hours and 7 minutes after the president's death, his accused slayer is dead.
A Dallas jury found him guilty of murdering Oswald, and he was sentenced to death. Ruby's conviction was later appealed, and he was granted a new trial. However, before his new trial was to start, Ruby became ill in his prison cell and died of a pulmonary embolism from lung cancer. And that's the way it was way back when.
After all these years, Toots, you still rock me, baby.
I do?
Yes, you do.
I rock your world?
You rock me, baby.
Well, I want you to call me a baby. I am not crying here.
Well, that's a different song. This one brings me to my next song, though.
Oh, a coinky dink.
Yes. just one coinky dink after another, isn't it?
Yes, and we do that a lot.
Well, my next song is by the Canadian-American rock band Steppenwolf. I never knew they were Canadian.
Eh?
I didn't know that. In 1969, it was released on their album, At Your Birthday Party. It wasn't released At Your Birthday Party. That was the name of the album, At Your Birthday
Party. Gotcha.
Uh-huh. And it was also in the score of the weird psychedelic movie Candy.
I don't remember that.
Nobody does. It peaked at number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 on April 19th, huh?
It did?
Yes, it did.
Oh, I hope it's going to be good then.
Rock with me to Rock Me, Baby.
All that she gets, you know, is
Sure, this record didn't hit number 10 on the Silly Board Hot 100?
It was a big hit.
On the Billboard.
On the Billboard, yes.
Number 10.
Absolutely.
Phew.
Rock me, baby.
Yeah, I never heard that song.
Grammar lessons for today's show was provided by old Mrs. O'Malley, who have been teaching we local citizens how to talk good for more longer than 13 years.
You know, we're talking gooder and gooder on the radio.
We didn't used to be this good. Well, I think my song's going to sound a lot better than your song. I dig rock and roll music, don't you?
They should make a song about that.
They do.
Oh, my gosh.
What a coinkydink. And the song parodies and satirizes the vocal style of the Mamas and the Papas in the first verse, Donovan in the second verse, and the Beatles in the third verse. The song was a hit single for Peter, Paul, and Mary, and it hit number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1967. Here's I Dig Rock and Roll Music.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy. Mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. I could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it before.
In 1965, the Gateway Arch in St. Louis was completed on October 28th at an overall cost of $13 million. The monument opened to the public on June 10, 1967, on the west bank of the Mississippi River.
Ooh. Hold on. The spirits are speaking to me.
Oh, I thought you were sick. You're going, ooh. You're sounding like you're moaning.
Well, there's voices in my head. and they could be spirits.
Could they be spirits?
I try not to listen to them.
It's not Halloween. What's the spirit stuff?
Well, spirit just happens to be the name of the band that recorded my last song for the day.
Another coinkydink. I never heard of them. I didn't like your last song with Rock Me Baby. I never heard of it. I think it was on the Silly Board. I'm sorry, Hot 100.
I think that
was... peaked at number 200.
I think that was the worst segue into a song ever in the history of radio.
Well, if you didn't moan, like, ooh.
Anyway, this song was recorded by Spirit during the sessions for their second album, The Family That Plays Together, in 1968. It finally peaked at number 25 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Is that true?
Of course it is.
I heard the song too, and it doesn't impress me. I never remember hearing this one, neither.
Enjoy, 'cause I got a line on you.
Been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune. You say.